A former military base on the shores of Puget Sound is home to artists from amateur to professional who have come together for the past 50 years to celebrate their craft and learn together. Special correspondent Kat Wise paid a visit for our arts and culture series, Canvas.
On a sunny summer afternoon, lines began to form on the grounds of Fort Worden State Park in Port Townsend, Washington. At 4 p.m. sharp, check-in began for Fiddle Tunes, a week-long program celebrating diverse styles of fiddle music, with workshops, band labs, dances, and more. Many of this year's 600 participants, from locals to those who traveled in from around the country and overseas, have been returning year after year since the program began in the late 1970s.
How was your dad?
On opening day, old friends reconnected and started to jam. Fiddle Tunes is one of more than 250 art events put on each year by the nonprofit Centrum Foundation.
What we say here is that we're really about immersive experiences in the arts.
Robert Berman is the organization's executive director. Founded in 1973 by Washington State and partner agencies, Berman says the goal was to create a thriving center for the arts and lifelong learning. The World War I era former military fort at the entrance to Puget Sound, largely empty at the time, provided an ideal home.
The students that come here range from age 4 to 98, but it's a residential experience. They're in community for an entire week, and they live and they learn and they eat together. It's about personal growth and learning, and we try to share skills and pass culture and tradition from one generation to the next.
This year marks Centrum's 50th anniversary of year-round programs, which include exhibits, concerts, artist residencies, and educational programs for migrant youth and others.
What they learn when they come here is to take risk, and they discover that they're capable of things they never would have tried otherwise.
Over the years, acclaimed artists have served on the faculty, including author Margaret Atwood and vocalist and musician Rhiannon Giddens. Others, like jazz vocalist and pianist Diana Krall, got their start at Centrum.
1 E 3 2 1 2 3 E.
Tuition costs about $600. Optional meals and housing are another $600. Last year, 224 scholarships were given out.
I think there's a whole lot of writers now that I would really like to find scholarships for.
Poet Gary Copeland Lilly is the artistic director of Centrum's Writers Conference. We spoke at one of the other nonprofits based at Fort Worden, Copper Canyon Press, which has published over 400 books of poetry.
This is one of your favorites?
Yeah.
Including one of Copeland Lilly's. He says what sets the writing workshop apart from other programs is a focus on craft and community.
Here, it's only about the writing. We just love what we do and stuff, you know. And we love being around each other. I mean, it's the most non-competitive writers group I've ever been around.
There's a similar vibe during Fiddle Tunes Week, where love for the toe-tapping art form that's drawn people together for hundreds of years is spreading to younger generations. Sammy Brayman, Riley Calcagno, Leo Shannon, and Vivian Leva are close friends who perform together in a band called The Onlys. Sammy, Riley, and Leo, who grew up in Seattle, have been coming to Fiddle Tunes since they were kids. Last year, the four were selected by Centrum for a big role, artistic directors. I met up with Sammy during a break in her busy schedule, helping coordinate the week's events.
It was like, at first, I was in total shock. I was like, there's no way they would give us this job. Like, we're just...
Why?
Well, because we're young. We're in our 20s. We have never had a job like this before. We've played a lot of music. We've toured around a lot. And so by virtue of that, we've met a lot of people. The artistic directors in the past, and something that we're trying to carry forward, is bringing people to Fiddle Tunes who are tradition bearers and who have a lot of wisdom and life experience and music experience.
One of those soaking up the traditions of fiddle tunes, 9-year-old Lydia Brown. She lives in Port Townsend and came with her mother, sisters, and a neighbor who also loves to play.
When I play like fast fiddle music that's like in like happy, it makes me feel kind of joyful.
Lydia's mom, Starla Crowell, agrees.
I felt like I was going to camp, and I haven't had that feeling since I was a kid. And so it's really fun as an adult to have, you know, like-minded people that are, you know, even though you're from different sides of all kinds of issues, like we can all get together and play some music together and have a good time.
Robert Berman says those connections are a big reason why people keep coming back.
The best thing of all is this multi-generational programming teaches young and old to respect and listen to one another in ways that in the normal world, you don't encounter it very often.
Centrum is closing out its 50th year, looking to the future. A fundraising campaign is underway to help refurbish Fort Worden's aging buildings. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Kat Wise in Port Townsend, Washington.